I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What a study in contrast, isn't it? Last year, Cam Hayward, the leader of the Steelers, was leading the charge for Russell Wilson. TJ Watt, Minka, they were all out there lobbying for this guy. Facebook calls, everything else, FaceTime calls, I'm sorry. Maybe they used Antonio Brown's old FaceTime from the locker room in Kansas City, I don't know. But this year, well, let's take a listen before we launch into this hour. Limits, let's hear Cam Hayward on this podcast talking about whether or not Aaron Rodgers is worth lobbying for or what he makes of this Aaron Rodgers situation. It's not exactly, man, we're out there trying to get this guy. We want to be around someone who's done it, who's won it. Let's bring in Aaron Rodgers the same way we wanted Russell Wilson last year. This doesn't quite sound like that.
I want to play football. I'm tired of talking about the quarterback situation. I'd rather have it done. I don't know what ends up happening. I don't know, man. Like, this is... I'm ready to move on in the free agency. There's too much going on.
So if they called you and were like, we need you to follow him into the darkness for a couple days. If he says if you come down there with him, he's signing. Are you going to be off the grid for a little bit, go to the darkness and try to get this guy? We need you. You're our best recruiter. I'm about to get to Darius Slay, and it sounds like you recruited him too. So we need you to start recruiting. Get that NIL bag out like you did at Ohio State.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
So if you're Aaron Rodgers on the other end of that, are you thinking, man, it sounds like they really want me there? That's the leader of the team talking. They love me. I don't think so, Limits. I don't think that's the case. And it also seems curious as more and more information comes out about Justin Fields. What happened here? Aditi Kinkabwala reporting that the Steelers weren't willing to offer any guaranteed money beyond year one. And Jeremy Fowler reporting that the Steelers were all in on Justin and made a very competitive offer. So which is it? Those two things don't match. Whatever the case, Fowler saying, obviously in the end, he felt more love from the Jets. I don't think that Fields is a franchise guy I'd want to move forward with, but in the Steelers' dire circumstances, the ones they've created for themselves by whiffing on quarterbacks left and right, and this not being a year where it seems like the free agent market anyway was rife with, you know, obvious answers, I think he might have been their best option. What happened? As we began the show, what happened to wanting to play for Mike Tomlin? He chose the Jets. It's not like he went off to play for Sean McVay or went off to play for, I don't know, the Eagles or the Chiefs. You know, if they needed a starter, he went to the Jets. The Steelers are sitting in a waiting room with the Giants. The Jets and the Giants. And you just heard basically the captain of the entire team saying he couldn't care less if Aaron Rodgers stays or goes, comes or leaves. Who cares? That's basically what he said. I wonder if that means they do want Russell back. I wonder if they're ticked that Justin Fields isn't here. Brooke Pryor seemed to intimate that there's people in that locker room wondering, what are we doing at the most important position? What have we done? Now, for people on defense, they certainly could have helped these years in these playoff games instead of getting absolutely ransacked every time they show up for a playoff game. But also, if they're thinking, my God, what have we done to the quarterback position? We have no chance. And I know at the end, Cam said, at the end of that clip there, he was asked about Mason and said, yeah, there's guys here who vibe with Mason. You know they can't win with Mason. Everybody in the league knows that. You go into a season with Mason Rudolph, you have no chance to win a Super Bowl. None. Those guys know. They know when they have a chance and when they don't, although maybe they are somewhat delusional. But they know they have none with Mason. No chance, zero chance to win a Super Bowl. 412-928-9370, fan Twitter. And Rodgers too, by the way. They know they have no chance with him either. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's hit the lines limits, shall we?
All right, let's start with Anthony in Oakland.
Hey, Anthony, what's up?
Joe, what the captain has done is what the organization should have done, which was say, the heck with this nonsense.
Very well
and
said.
And moved on a long time ago.
Yes, I wish I had thought of that line. Very well said.
And Fields, look, from the reports I'm hearing, is the big recruiter for the Jets was his ex-Ohio State teammate, the wide receiver, Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
If it came down to the Steelers and the Jets, and they were close on money, his buddy, he outright said he wanted to go play with his ex-partner. So that's okay. I understand that. But I differ with you on Mason Rudolph, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers are going to have the third or maybe the fourth best quarterback in the division, no matter who they have gotten, to be quite honest. I mean, they're almost down there in Clevelandville now. But from the last time we saw Mason Rudolph and the last time I saw this team have any enthusiasm was those three games at the end of the year and even into the playoff game, where we saw a George Pickens block, catch slants, do whatever he needed to do because Tomlin took the shackles off.
Yeah.
He had no other choice. So the point of all of this is, what's Tomlin going to do with the quarterback? Will you allow the quarterback, no matter whom they are, to be a quarterback, or are you just going to allow them to be robotic and do what comes from the sideline, which is a recipe for another disastrous season?
Right. But let's not forget also that season that they were playing, that those three games came against a really bad Bengals defense, a really bad or mediocre Seattle defense, and the Ravens JV team. And then the Steelers offense was kind of exposed then in the playoffs in Buffalo. I agree Rudolph saved that season, and I give him credit for that. Do you consider him something other than a low-end starter or high-end backup?
But remember, prior to those last three games, they lost to two teams who had won only two games for the season,
yeah,
the Cardinals and the Patriots, and a horrible Indianapolis team.
Yeah.
So I don't care how they got to the – what did we see last year? after going off 10-3. They went on a fantastic voyage of despair. I don't want to see that again.
Me neither, although I will point out that that Colts team had a better record when than the Steelers after they beat them. They were 8-6, but it wasn't a very good team. I don't know, man. You have more faith than me in Mason Rudolph. I can say that much. Next. At least as far as being, like, elevating. Do you think Mason Rudolph will outperform Russell Wilson and Fields from last year?
And win 10 games?
No, just, well, whatever, but his performance. Do you think he's going to play better than they did?
No.
Neither do I. Neither do I.
Here's next. Mike in Fort Wayne.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike.
You know, I think the irony of all of this is that when you really think about it, Aaron Rodgers is kind of giving the Steelers a dose of their own medicine with how they've handled the quarterbacks the last few years. I mean, when you look at, like, Justin Fields, for instance, hey, Justin, you know, we really like you, but we want to look at some other options first and just dangle him along. So then you come to Aaron Rodgers. Hey, Steelers, I really like you, but I'm kind of looking at some of these options. It's kind of poetic justice.
You're right about that. And you're the third person now who's made a really good point about Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, and, you know, mixed in with the Cam Hayward comments on Rodgers. And that was Brooke Pryor saying, hey, compare this to how Hayward and the other guys were courting Wilson last year. Then it was Anthony in Oakland. What did he say that was poignant there? Now I'm losing track of things, Limits. I've lost my mind.
Basically that the Steelers should take a page out of Cam Hayward's book and just kind of say, like, whatever, Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, that Cam Hayward is saying what the Steelers should have said. That was Anthony's point.
Yeah.
Which is basically, you know what? Just decide. Yes or no. Let's have your answer. I love that. And then I love the point that this man just made, that this is poetic justice. After dangling along others, they now are being dangled along. It is very poetic, Limits. Who's next?
Let's go to Matt in Lancaster.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
Nothing, man. So just want to make a couple quick points tonight. Something at the very end here about what we should do for the, like, a LeBron-style special for Aaron Rodgers to decide his team. So just, yeah, like what everyone's saying, I agree with totally. Mason's going to take us nowhere. We are directionless at quarterback with everybody thinking every quarterback should take the Mike Tomlin discount. Why? He doesn't know what he's doing. His offensive savants, you know, Matt Canada, Artie Smith, they wanted to burn the boats last year, but they forgot the lighter fluid. You know, it just goes on and on and on. And we're sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting. Tomlin just, the quarterbacks are interchangeable, you know. With him, everybody wants to play for him. Like you said, we should have about 8 of them, 9 of them on the roster already playing for the veteran minimum or just playing for free just to line up to get a shot to throw the ball. All we have is funhouse mirrors that we look at and, oh, this looks really good. You know, another potential 12-13 win season, but it's emperor's clothes, you know, with the Steelers organization. And just here's my idea for this Netflix special. We go, you get Daboll, Coach T, Kevin O'Connell, dip Rodgers down into a cave with Steelers, Vikings, Giants gear, wait for him to emerge, you know, Punxsutawney Phil style. Or they'd send the bucket down and nobody comes up and he's off into retirement.
Sort of like sending out smoke signals for the Pope, yeah. Limits, that they'll send off some kind of signal that Rodgers is in or out. It's reached tragicomic proportions at this point. In a sporting sense, at least.
Like, I was okay being patient with Aaron Rodgers, but even seeing reports that it might be until the draft, I am getting annoyed. And I've been the most patient person probably with Aaron Rodgers on
this. I'm still trying to get over the fact that you weren't on the Sam Darnold bandwagon from the start. You love this guy, and then you abandoned him.
I did not abandon him. I feel like
you abandoned him.
I feel like they wouldn't allow him to do what he's good at here.
He stinks.
The coaching, I feel like Arthur Smith would not be able, and maybe it's a Mike Tomlin thing, with the overarching level of
you
power.
You soured on Sam Darnold because of his last two games.
You completely misunderstood everything that I represented
well,
with Sam
Darnold.
Well,
if you think that nobody can thrive here, then you shouldn't choose any quarterback at all.
I feel like Aaron Rodgers could because I feel like he's such a huge, powerful voice in the room where he'll be able to sway some others, and he's not going to be dictated by Mike Tomlin. He's not going to come here if he's going to be dictated by Mike Tomlin.
Russell Wilson and Ben Roethlisberger were constrained at the line of scrimmage by Mike Tomlin. You think that Aaron Rodgers won't be?
We've had this conversation.
Yes,
I do, and I feel like it was a lot different because Rodgers right now is a better player than Ben was in his last year, and I love Ben.
I completely disagree with that. Completely disagree.
So you're saying that Rodgers last year was worse than Ben's final year?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely,
I love
yes.
Ben, but I do not agree with you on that.
Fan hotline, I don't feel like doing a statistical deep dive. It's 125 right now. Now's the time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. But you know what? I will do a statistical deep dive. Aaron Rodgers, first of all, was 5-12 last year with an offense that he personally built. That would be number one.
Yeah, horrible franchise and organization that's been in hell since.
Lift them out of it, I thought.
Brett Favre couldn't lift them out of it either and then went to Minnesota and went to an NFC championship
game. He got carte blanche to do whatever he wanted. He brought in his own coordinator. He fired the head coach. He brought in his receivers. He ran his own offense. And you saw what it amounted to. Ben in his last year was 9-7. He had a higher completion percentage than that guy. Rodgers had more touchdown passes. What else here? What about yards per attempt? About the same. They're very similar limits in that they both don't want to get hit. And so they get rid of the ball very, very quickly. You know what I mean?
Right. And I mean, that's obviously a huge part of it, considering they're not as mobile as they used to be.
It's actually a very similar story between the two.
Yes.
Anywho. And it's not a good one in their
no,
final
it's years, not.
Which is why Ben didn't play again. And now Rodgers wants to at age 42. It's ridiculous.
Oh, Rodgers in his final year. No, this is not. Is this the final? Yes. More passing yards than Ben. Better yards per attempt. More passing touchdowns. Better rating. The rushing yards were also better. But, I mean, you're splitting hairs at that point. And the completion percentage was basically off by 1.5.
So less than, right?
So Rodgers' numbers are actually better than Ben in his final year.
Rodgers' numbers are deceiving because...
Oh, they're deceiving. But I thought we were doing the statistical analysis of the breakdown of it.
We are. That's it then? You're stuck on Rodgers' total touchdowns, ignoring the fact that most of them came against Miami twice, the Patriots twice, Jacksonville, and Indy.
Well, we'd have to go back and do a breakdown of every single game that Ben played during that final year then.
Yes,
determine
we certainly
where his
would.
Touchdowns would, were from.
We certainly would. Wouldn't we?
No, he had 22 that final year. Oh, man. That was a struggle at times during that final season.
But his team still won.
Right.
Right? And he won games late. He won three of their final four and brought them to the verge of the playoffs.
That Cleveland game was awesome.
He brought them into the playoffs. Isn't that a little bit of a difference?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that should be factored in.
Yes, it should. I don't care. My God, look at some of the yards per attempt for Ben. For both these guys, really.
Yeah.
At the ends of their careers.
Kind of sad.
It's very sad.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Social media's biggest loser, Malzi, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Why don't we take another call or two as we talk about the state of the Steelers? On ESPN.com, their top story among the ones, you know, they list the stories under top headlines on the right side. Steelers Hayward fed up waiting on Rodgers. That's where we are here. A year after the campaign for Russell Wilson, the Hayward, Watt, Minka-led campaign to go out and get Russell Wilson, this is what we have for Aaron Rodgers. Either join us or don't. No skin off my back. That's basically Hayward's take. And as Anthony from Oakland said, you know, he sounded more like the Steelers should sound with this guy, or should have. What are we going to do, sit around and wait until the draft? That's what people are talking about now, that this thing could go on for weeks. What are we doing here? For this guy? Somebody else suggested, you know, with your two receivers right now, just live with Pickens. See what happens. It'll never be boring. And bring in Jameis Winston and just, you know, fire missiles down the field all the time and have those guys jump up and get it. You know what I mean? Guys for either team I'm talking about, of course. But it'll never be boring. I'm not so sure that's a worse idea than Aaron Rodgers, or not a worse idea than Aaron Rodgers. All right, Limits, let's go to the phones. Let's take a couple more.
All right, here is Bob. He is in Braddock.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Bob. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just exhausted hearing about the quarterback drama. Like Cam Hayward, let's move on. Let's run with Rudy, see what happens. And I think we should take the money that we would invest in Rodgers and sign a defensive tackle. He's out there. I know he's out there. He's relentless. He'll fight you. He'll bite you. His name is Top Dog Law.
Was that Bob Smysak?
No.
This guy is unbelievable.
How about that?
Top Dog Law.
He's pulling Top Dog out there.
Hey, Bob.
Do you have Bob saying,
No.
No, you can't do that.
But also, what was his one legendary response to me? What was it? It wasn't, no, you can't do that. It was something even better than that.
Yes. I know exactly what you're referencing, but now it's not popping up.
Yeah, that would have been good timing. Let's go to the next call.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it. Here is Brett in the South Side.
Oh, he said, you dog, you.
That's correct. So
that's the one we need. Hey, Brett.
Really like listening to your show. Appreciate what you do, so thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, opinion first. I don't want to get in the weeds with it, but I think Ben was much better in his last year. I think Rodgers only won the Super Bowl because, largely in part, Mendenhall's fumble. My opinion as a Steeler fan, I've lived with a lot of hard years. Aaron Rodgers is not us. I don't even care if we win the Super Bowl with him. There would be an asterisk beside it for me. That's just my opinion. The story, I used to run the mowing crew down in the Southside facility. This is when Coach Tomlin was a rookie coach. And Mr. Rooney pulled in an old car one day, because I'm down there, everybody's got fancy vehicles, and I see this old car pull in. I'm walking through the parking lot with a weed eater. Out steps Mr. Rooney. God rest his soul. So I went over to him. I thanked him for the opportunity. He said, what a good job you guys are doing. What a gracious guy he was. And I said, look, I was raised in Ohio, and I had to put up with all those years of Stout, Malone, Tomczak. I said, I'm really glad. It was hard back then, you know, because it was everybody that had the Cozarts and this and that. And then I'm just talking, and I'm hearing myself out loud. I'm like, man, that is a really dumb thing to say to Mr. Rooney. But he actually looked up and chuckled, you know. And after that, I think he probably thought, yeah, but I'm the guy that was paying him. So, to go beyond that, with Mason Rudolph, it's not that I don't think that we're going to win the Super Bowl with him. I look at the totality. If he came into the league as a number one draft, or is it not a number one, but as a draft choice to replace Ben, saw what he was doing at Oklahoma's State with the passing. We bring in his receiver. Everything's looking great. Maybe Ben didn't take him under his wing as much as possible. I'm a huge Ben supporter, though, so I'm not going to fault him for that. But then we see him get his knocked out by the Ravens. Looked like he was dead on the field. So it happened with Myles Garrett. He fought the guy. He came back through all that, kept his nose clean, kept his mouth shut, was a consummate blue-collar, hard-working professional like most of us here in Pittsburgh are. Got his chance, and he shined in those three games. And, yes, it was under subpar competition in some ways. But in my opinion, why we're happy, at least my side of the fence, is not because we think we're going to win the Super Bowl or because we think he's going to be a great quarterback necessarily, but at least it'll give us something to watch. A guy that's in the foxhole, a guy that you can go through the alley with, a guy that's going to get knocked down, get back up.
See, I think Wilson and Fields were that too. Russell Wilson is tough as hell. So is Fields.
Well, I didn't say – I wasn't comparing toughness. But what I could live without is all the que sera, sera, everything is beautiful and peachy disconnect that Russell Wilson had. And Fields, I just think was never a quarterback. I think he had a problem reading progressions, and that probably had something to do with the offensive line being very leaky.
Yeah.
So he made his choice.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's Mason's strength, honestly, either. And I'm positive it wasn't Kenny Pickett's strength. I think a lot of quarterbacks, but you're right. And I appreciate the call. A lot of quarterbacks who come into the league, that's kind of the name of the game. And the separator is, can you actually play the position from a reading the defense part of it, from a making adjustments at the line part of it? That's huge. We've seen so many guys, and that's the part that you can't measure really in college. You don't know if they can do that when the athletes are this size and speed, when they're being harassed to the level that they are by those kinds of athletes, when those kinds of athletes are covering their receivers, and when these kinds of coaches are scheming against them. There's no measurement for that in college, which is why you get wildly talented guys, and we could start naming them up and down. Pickett's a talented kid. Justin Fields is talented. Guys who were regarded as being even more talented than them have come into the league. Ryan Leaf, guys like that. Johnny Football, Tim Tebow, Josh Rosen. Obviously, right? I could go up and down here. And the problem becomes, how do you adjust on the fly? Can you read an NFL defense? Can you go through your progressions? And guys like Fields and Pickett, and I would say Rudolph, ran into lots of trouble with that and proved themselves not to be franchise quarterbacks, largely because of that part of the game. As for the rest of it, I don't even remember now. Limits. I want to go practice my golf game, and I have a stretched nerve in my right elbow. How are you doing?
Other than being emotionally damaged, I'm great.
From working with me?
Yes.
Is that what you're referring to, or was it something else?
No, I was just making a joke.
No, I think you are.
Yeah.
Man, this Cam Hayward story is taking off in a big way. Post-Gazette, Cam Hayward, quote, tired of talking about Steelers QB limbo, Aaron Rodgers' decision. That's pretty good. Limits, I told you in my mailbag there was a very nice man who registered a question. Who wins a postseason game next? Penn, Steelers, Pirates, Pitt football, or Pitt basketball? My opinion was that Pitt football wins the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl next season. What's your opinion?
I have never heard of that.
It's a real thing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm conflicted on the Pirates this year. I don't think they're not winning a postseason game this year. No, they're probably not. When we say Pirates playoff game, are we saying one game in like one wild card series?
I don't know.
About an actual series?
I'm just reading the guy's question.
I'm asking a question. I don't know how
he interpreted the question. How do you interpret it? Who's the next team to win a playoff game?
It's not the Penguins, and you know, probably Pitt football in a bowl game. Yeah, that might be the best way to put it.
Thank you, Limits. When does the play-in game start? Is that tonight?
That's tonight. North Carolina plays tonight at 9.
Against who?
San Diego State.
I'm rooting for San Diego State.
Are you?
Yes.
Why?
because you and Brooke Breyer are rooting for North Carolina.
So you just want to pick the opposite side as us?
Yes. Is she going to Dayton for the game tonight?
She is.
Why aren't you?
You ever been to that venue?
No.
Awesome.
Why aren't you going?
Awesome venue. Because I have to come back and do the show tomorrow.
You could go there in 3.5 hours and be home in time for the show easily, even if you left at 6 a.m.
Maybe I don't have another $300 lying around to travel.
I'll lend you the money.
Then I'll go.
All right.
All right. Anybody else that can go with me, or am I going to go by myself?
I don't know yet.
That's the thing. You'd have to get somebody else to go with you.
I'll go.
My buddy.
You know what I want to go to is the Duquesne women's game in their tournament on Thursday night, I believe they play at home.
Yes, 6 o'clock.
I'd like to go to that game. Do you want to go?
I would love to go, but I'm not able to go.
Call in sick.
I will be hosting.
Call in sick.
Tell Craig.
Have Donnie do that.
All right, tell Craig then, and I'll go with you.
Sean, don't call me. Seth Meyers, do that.
Sean is being called off for other things.
Show.
Have Craig host.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear that show.
Do you know he got his start with Obituaries in Indiana over the radio?
He did tell me about that, yes. That and Pirates pre and post.
Yeah. And he was good at that, too, as I recall.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.